Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, we all gonna be okay. Welcome to the show, 2011. Can a player play still in the house, doing what we do? I want to thank everybody. We want to thank everybody who stuck with us through 2010, listened to us, and you're still rolling with us. It is greatly appreciated by myself, KBD Esquire, and Lady Joy, because even though we got issues, we still come in each week and we share our heart with y'all. And that's some real stuff I'm talking about right there. But without further ado, let me introduce my esteemed colleagues. Sir, I mean, I'm adding Sir KBD Esquire. Are you there, sir?
That's such a beautiful thing, man. I'll accept. I certainly appreciate it, man. And I just want to add a note and a personal thank you from KBiddy also to all our listeners, you know, for the past, you know, couple years. You know, they've heard us laugh. They've heard us cry. They've heard our sarcasm. And, you know, they've allowed us to come in their homes, you know, and touch them, you know. And I personally want to say on behalf of all of us here as well, a kind of player play and world movement. Thank all you listeners, man, and positive things coming your way to everybody this year in 2011.
And of course, the lady of the show,
the
girl renowned, lovely, Lady Joy.
And I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody that has stuck with us and through thick and thin, our craziness, our going off on each other, well, especially me. And I just love you all, and I wish everybody the best and a very prosperous New Year. And I just feel it's going to be a better year for all of us. And it's going to be a better year also for Can a Play a Play. I'm going to see to that.
Sweetie friends, I see you in the chat room, and I got to big up the Sweetie friends. They just roll with us. I mean, they just roll with us. I see you, Sweet. I see you, Mama. And I'm going to acknowledge you in the chat room. I see you, Mom. But anyway, you know, last week, we really got a few people's blood boiling, boy. I got a couple of emails, some of it positive, but I ain't going to say your name out there. You kind of cuss me out. You know, you can't take, you know, these are opinions. You can't take, you know, certain things personally. And you seem to have issue with me, most of all, because I was, you know, playing devil's advocate, saying that if a brother wanted to be in his living room scratching his balls, that's his prerogative. I ain't going back down because you don't like it. It is what it is. That's his home. That he worked hard for.
And
you know
he can
I mean?
Be stank up in there if he want to, huh?
now he's starting issues already because, see, if we flip the script, and baby came in there with her granny panties on, they took a bath for a few days because she work every day and she works hard and that's her home, you trying to tell
mm-hmm.
me you ain't going to have issues with that. That's
right.
What I'm hearing.
Because you know he going to want her to come in there with the negligee on and the high uh-huh. and the stilettos with the fur on it and stuff. Yeah, okay.
You
it
can't
works
do that every day, though, Lady Joy. Lady Joy, that is unrealistic.
Hey, pretty Tony, peep this. It ain't got to be every day, but shouldn't there be a standard? Shouldn't there just be a standard that nobody just go beneath no matter what without the alarms going off? I mean, can we at least get that? Can we at least get, we can't go under five. You know what I mean? Can we at least get that?
Yeah, I'll give on that. Hold on, we got somebody, wow, we are ready to start some hits. Somebody ready to jump in. You're welcome to the show. What can we do you for?
I just wanted to wish everybody Happy New Year.
Joe!
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Happy New Year, brother.
To you.
How's everybody doing?
Fine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can everybody hear me, or do I have to talk louder, or is my phone too loud?
No,
we got you.
Oh, okay.
We got you.
Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
Hold on, Joe. I want to, matter of fact, that's funny that you're on the phone because I got an email about you too, my brother. It seems you've become a part of our mess.
Good.
A young lady was inquiring what is your race and age, brother? I'm like, I have never asked him. I don't know.
I don't tell people. I don't tell anybody anything about anything personal about me, because when I first got on BTR, people were asking, okay, are you married? Do you have kids? Are you black? Are you white? Are you Italian?
Yeah.
And I say, look.
Italian?
And I say, you got to listen to the message, not pay attention to the messenger. Otherwise, you won't pay attention to the message. So,
good,
that's my...
Good, Joe. I like that.
Yeah, that's my standard, and I'm sticking to it.
That's your story, and you stick to
it. But I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer in listening to the message, not the messenger.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And as a matter of fact, before we go any further, let me get this out of the way. This whole Eddie Long thing and every other pastor or bishop or imam or politician before him or after him, all of us are human beings, and we all fall short. So if you want to know, if you believe somebody's message, it is good to listen to the message, because that's what a messenger does. They deliver a message. But you cannot get caught up in a person. They're flawed, just like me and you. They cuss like me and you. They get angry. They have jealousy. All these things. It is not the messenger, even though he may present himself as different, truth be told, every man puts his pants on the same way.
One leg at a time.
You know what I mean? And it just is what it is, man. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get up in the facts of whether he was right or wrong and all that. You know what I mean? I got my own theories on that, and I'm going to just leave it with, you know, dollar signs changes everything. That's all I got to say. You know what I mean? Dollar signs changes everything, because if I was a parent and my little 17-year-old son and the pastor was too close and the pastor taking my 17-year-old son on trips around the world, I would want to know why. What's so special about my child that you got my child driving in a car?
Hey, Tony. There are certain cultures. There are certain cultures in this world that sell their kids. So why would you think? I don't even know what nationality you're talking about right now. What race you're talking about? But in some circles, man, that's common, dude.
Absolutely.
Parents ain't just start selling their kids for money.
And maybe not even for money. Sometimes they sell them for goats and cows.
Yeah, they trade them off. Well, that's in other countries, but they just trade them off and sell them right here in the United States for crack, for meth, for a lot of stupid shit.
Hello.
You know what I mean?
Well, was that a show that I missed?
No, that's just a statement.
No, it's
just a statement. You know what I mean? That's how we do on here, Joe.
Okay. I know we started out as can we be too comfortable around our mates? All of a sudden, everybody's kid is getting traded, and I'm like, whoa, what did I miss?
Where did that come from?
I thought it was a show that I missed.
Joe.
Oh, okay.
we're back now, Joe.
Oh, okay.
I personally think
personally think you could be comfortable, but I think there should be like a standard and a limit. You know what I'm saying? There should be timelines. There should be like, you know, this shit just can't go on forever. That's all.
Okay, I'm missing something here. What is it that we're talking about? First it was trading kids, now it's something else.
We're back to the one dang thing.
Shit.
Yeah, but we back to the original topic, last week, Lady Joy,
when you kept cussing me out, calling me trifling and stuff. You know, this was part two to the show last week. And basically I'm asking
about
why
you being
fucking.
See, Tony
about
got
being spanked in your own bedroom and shit.
Joy.
What?
Tony got a bus. Tony got a busload of guys that think they can come home and just sit around their drawers and be funky because they work hard all day. They feel like that's their right.
Well, I mean, like, you know, you're paying the rent and everything. You're by yourself. But if you have a significant other, have some respect, okay? Because she or he or, you know, whatever your preference is, might not want to come home to that, okay? Just like you don't want to come home to some granny panties, like they said, and tits dragging on the ground that you got to throw over your shoulder and all that stuff. No.
That's when guys start hanging out at the nudie bars and shit.
You know?
I'm gonna roll with this one, because I'm gonna tell you something. This comes back to what I think is wrong in Western society. Now, I do agree with y'all. There has to be limits, you know. You know, last week I was just being devil's advocate. There has got to be limits to
what you can and can't do.
You know what I mean? There you go. But you gotta also understand that in our society, we have lost the value, you know, in other cultures and other nationalities. And in a prior time in America, we were taught to honor and love all that comes with our relationship, the good and bad of it. But a lot of us expect the damn cake to always be beautiful all the friggin' time.
Yes.
At some point, there are going to be lapses. At some point, you have got to honor and love your significant other if you are engaged in a relationship and be willing to accept less than at some point.
But it doesn't have to be that less than.
Yeah,
okay?
Well,
come
it'll
on,
be when
dude.
She's about like 80. But before then, no. She has got to be beautiful. She has got to be sweet smelling. She has got to be nice. She has got to be sweet. Because with me, lapses don't last too long.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, have respect for yourself. I mean, like, yeah, there might be times when you, like, just fuck it. You know, I ain't going to take a bath for a week.
Well, I don't know who the hell does that. I don't know who the hell does that. What I'm saying is to make myself specific. I mean, look, you can lounge around. You know, that's what we were talking about last week. But, you know, I mean, respect for yourself, you're right, Joy. I mean, look, you know, take a shower at least once every 2 days or so.
Every other day.
You know. But this. Because
don't nobody want me around your stank ass, okay?
Yeah, you know, and pick up. You know?
I love you, baby, but.
And
okay,
pick up your clothes, and, you know, and when you do your stuff in the bathroom, clean it up.
Right. That's like when you walk into the room and your significant other just passed gas and stuff and you try to get it.
I am glad you brought that up.
Give me some warning. Give
that.
Me something.
Oh, yeah.
I want to move away from that.
Like, give me some kind of warning.
No, that's a good time. I have told people in other shows, I said, look, all right, if you've got to go, just get up and go to the bathroom. People say, well, no, I mean, you're going to tell me that you're going to tell a guest in your house that if her, her passing gas smells, that she's got to go to the bathroom. I said, in a New York minute.
I'd be like, well, damn it, at least excuse yourself, like, cool me.
No. You got to go. If you know that what you're doing smells like Chernobyl, you go pick your ass up and you bring it to the bathroom. Common courtesy. I mean, I don't understand why.
Yeah, handle your business. Okay? It's like, handle your business.
You're trying to tell me 2 o'clock in the morning somebody got to, release a little gas. You want them to get out of bed and go in the bathroom.
I'm not smelling it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, give somebody some forewarning. Get your ass
out
of the bathroom.
No forewarning. You get off and you do it.
That's the forewarning, getting your ass up and going to the bathroom.
I thought you meant, okay, I'm doing it. No, you're going to do it over there.
Forewarning is jump your ass up out the bed and go in there and do your business.
If I can do it, other people can do it.
Because that's like blowing your hair back, singeing your eyebrows, and killing the plants all at one time.
See, y'all tripping. Because, see, first of all, y'all just blurring that line up. What's happening with, what happened to let the lady be the lady and stuff, you know? I mean, because once you start doing that, to me, it seemed like the kind of respect level started diminishing. Then you can start accepting all kind of other crazy shit. And when does it stop?
It stops.
Well, you know.
Now, preferences. It just plain stops.
Hey, Joe,
well,
now, I'm right back to that thing. Now, I don't care how I look and what should you say about it.
Well, you know, it's like sometimes when you pass gas, you can't help it. But at least say something. I'm sorry, you know, excuse me, or something. You know, don't just sit there with a goofy-ass look on your face like, would it? Then in and out. Okay, fine. Respect each other. Okay?
When somebody sneezes, don't they try to grab at least a Kleenex or a handkerchief or something? Right?
For what?
Because you're just not going to sneeze into somebody's couch or on your arm. There's a certain sense of propriety that people in this civilization have to exert, and they better do it around me, because I don't do it around you. I don't slurp my soup. I don't fart in your house. I don't smell around you. I look good around you, and you're doing the same thing. Now, if you're living with me, if you're living with me, it's because I believe that you're going to maintain those standards. If those standards slack, you got to go back.
Your ass will have your shit sitting on the lawn. Along with your party ass.
Is that truly how superficial we've all become?
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, here we go.
Now, listen,
come on.
Let me say this, because Tony wanted to say something about me being quiet, because certain things don't even deserve a response. Now we got to be superficial. some lazy, tart, trifling, depressed person. Because we're not receptive to that and want to deal with that on a daily, we got to be superficial. How about, can we just be prideful people with respect
Thank
for
you.
Ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Respectful folks.
Okay.
Respect
okay.
your other. Hey, ain't nobody want to sit
right.
up there
okay.
and smell your farts and your stinking ass because you ain't put deodorant on in 2 or 4 days.
Hold on. No, you know what? This conversation is stuck in that gear. And I'm going to move it away from that because even though, and I am being funny, by the way, can't do the card on. That's why he didn't respond. I know there are limits, but we're going to move on. But somebody wants to join us. I'm going to let him in.
I'm not worrying about
it. 358
Excuse me, before you do that, is anybody else hearing static? Because I'm hearing a lot of static.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
All right. 702-358, welcome to the show. How can we help you? Hello,
Don't be scared. Don't be scared because we're not wood.
Yeah, speak up. Come on. Tell
Tony
how
crazy long call.
This just going to be here. Come on back when you're ready to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, let me push this conversation forward a little bit, because what y'all are saying is absolutely right. One should have enough, you know, not only pride, but it's a certain way you conduct yourself. You know, the fart in the bed and all that, you know, we're being gross, but hey, things happen. You know what I mean? I personally don't think you can get up all the time, but you should at least make an effort most of the time, and you've got to present your best foot forward when it's needed. But I want to move to the superficial, the true superficial nature of what I was getting at. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
if we're together and some time has gone by, you've gained a little bit of weight, you know, working
There's
hard
static in there,
and
Tony.
Down
Tony.
A little
Tony.
Bit. You know what I mean?
Static.
Yes?
I can hardly hear you. It's static. What is that?
Hold on. How about now? Can you hear me now?
It's still static.
Tony, mute me. See if that turns it off.
Say that again?
Mute me. See if the static is turned off.
Yeah, that might be, you know what I mean?
That's me.
Forgive me. I'm checking on.
I still heard it.
Me too. It's still static.
Oh, then it's not me.
I tell y'all what. Y'all keep the conversation rolling, and I'm going to handle it. Talk amongst yourself. Talk amongst yourself.
All right. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can hear you fine.
All right.
Yeah, so it's just an interesting thing, part two. I still believe there should be a certain standard, a certain pride, you know, and not to keep everything one. I think, like, on our earlier show, we was talking about that checklist that each and every one of us should have that didn't have it probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go down and check all the things that you like about a person, so when your relationship get in trouble, you can go back and say, well, I like this, that. Or when people go through those depressive times and let themselves go or whatever, you can still refer back to that checklist, you know, to get back on track.
But, you know, another thing, the major things that we're talking about is, are you smelling? I think all you got to do is take a shower once a day, once every 2 days, put on some deodorant, and that's it. Because nobody cares if you're going to walk around in your bra and panties or your BVDs. Nobody cares about that.
But wash your ass.
You know, and besides which, I mean, men, we have such tolerance for women once you take off your makeup anyway. Damn.
Agreed.
See, there you go.
Agreed. I still think the same thing it took to get them is the same thing it takes to keep them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, too. The same thing it took for you to get her is going to take the same thing for you to keep her wit. Okay.
You know, don't be trying to change now that we done went down the block a few miles and shit. You know, now he's trying to change up and just start trying to serve me cauliflower and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Cause you want.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, you
know. It's still static,
right,
but we
now
can hear you.
Well, I don't think the static is me, but I'm going to make sure. How about now? Is it static?
Not that much,
no.
We're good now.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't me. Somebody.
All right, we'll try me then.
There you go. Some of that static, somebody moving around or something. But we're going to make it happen, Captain. The point I'm trying to make earlier is about.
How do you mute yourself
ahead,
on your own phone? What are you, star 82, star what?
You
just
hang
up,
button.
Baby.
No, hang up, huh?
You should have a mute button.
Yeah, have a mute button.
No, there's a star thing, too.
No, star, that all that does is unblock your number, man. This is in the,
yeah,
last,
that's all
in the last 20 years, most phones have a mute button on them.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, it sounds really good
continue
now. We're good now. No static.
Well, the static is coming from Joe's phone because I muted Joe. I actually was going through muting each one of us to see which one it was. The static is actually coming off Joe's phone.
Okay.
Because I muted Joe Diddy early, and I muted Joy. But hold on. Let me see. I'm going to bring Joe back in.
Yep, there
here
it is.
Joe. You hear it again,
there
right?
There it is.
Yeah, it's me, I guess, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
Switch phones, Joe. I know you got more than one.
Yeah, Joe, hang up and call back.
But one of the points I was trying to make earlier is about all of us, you know, the whole superficial aspect that a lot of us, you know what I mean, the points we were making earlier are very valid, but, you know what I mean, let's go even deeper than the whole personal hygiene thing because we're kind of holding on to it. I'm talking about as we're together and gravity starts taking hold of us, and even though we're working and we're doing other things, maybe certain areas of us have slipped. Because with time in a relationship comes a certain amount of responsibility and burden, and it takes a toll on you. And, you know, maybe when we first got together, we were both going to the gym, but now I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to work out. You're still working out, and you still look good. But does that change the parameters of our relationship?
Well, Tony, can I say this? Can I say this? Okay, for some couples, you know, it works out. It's like the older you get, the more gravity sets in. You know, it works on both sides, but sometimes the female, she might feel like, okay, and it's a giver, because it's like when men get gray hair, they look more distinguished. When women get gray hair, we look older, okay? And that plays into a lot of relationships. There's some people, it's like the older you get, the better you look, okay? And it might work for the women in a relationship, and then it might work for the men. And that can play on a lot, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, you hear me? Because it all depends on how you look at yourself. Okay, this is a new year. We're going into a new decade now. And I posted on my Facebook how many people are going to keep their resolutions. And, you know, most of the resolutions, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to get in shape and all that stuff. Okay, we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. My thing is, for me, I want to be a better person than I was. I want to be nicer, you know, this year. I'm not saying who I'm going to be nicer to, but I'm going to be nicer. And everybody got their own resolutions. Everybody got their own resolutions. And it depends on a person's state of mind, you know, because, you know, if you don't love you, nobody else can love you if you don't love yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have that respect for you. And to me, it seems like when you love yourself and you respect yourself, it shows. And when a person approaches you, they can feel that aura around you. Oh, you ain't going to come at me any kind of way. You're going to respect us here.
And that's the kind of people want to be around. They want to be
exactly
around that positive. They want to be around that pure spirit. And when gravity sets in, that has
and that happens
to
with
do
all of us. Gravity's going
to
set in for all of us, so don't even try
it
tonight.
It has nothing to do with aging gracefully versus aging triflingly. There's a difference.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Joe,
you know, we all are going to age in our own way. You know, some people age gracefully, some not so gracefully. But it's how you feel about you inside. And you can't let somebody else come in and say anything that's negative to you. You know, I'm trying to get all the negativity out of my life for this year. You know, and I'm not going to transfer any negativity to somebody else, because I don't feel that. I feel like I'm very blessed. God has blessed me. You know, I'm in my 50s. I look good, and I don't have a problem with it, and I have been blessed with that. And there might be some people my age or older or younger and don't have that. But I feel good, and I'm going to pass my blessings on to somebody else. If I feel that somebody is looking good and feeling good about themselves, I'm going to compliment them. I ain't got a problem with it. And to me, it's like when you feel good about yourself, you can pass that on to somebody else. You know? We all have our days, you know, when we're down and, you know, we're depressed about something or pissed off about something, you know, and you got to let that pass, because if you keep holding on to that, that's going to age your ass. You know, when you have that negativity, that's what ages you. You know, you got to just let it go and keep it moving and be blessed with the days that you have, because there's other people that don't have that. You know, and I pray every day. I'm very thankful I can get up every day and function on my own, because there's a lot of people out here that can't do that. And with a new decade that we're into, be thankful that you're blessed with that and work with it. You heard me? Can I get an amen from the choir?
Yeah, we
amen.
Heard you.
Amen. Lady Joy, tweeting
yes.
The chat and say, yes, Lady Joy, you look very good. You know what I mean?
Well,
she also says that, you know, before you jump into being lovers, you should really get to know each other, each other.
She's right.
She said there are enough mistakes when it comes to trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you
and
that.
She's right about that.
I'll give you that. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. Relationships at their very core are complicated because you're coming in with your issues and I'm coming in with mine. Sometimes having children changes the dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the finances changes the dynamics. Sometimes
being
like you
yourself
said,
changes dynamics.
How come I just can't be me?
Evolving.
How come I just can't be me?
You can be you.
Well,
but I mean,
I just want to know how come I can't be me. How come I can't be who you think I want you to be?
What are you talking about?
Wow. Wow. Listen to that entire damn statement.
Boy, you got with me. You got with me because you like me this way, but now you want me to be somebody else because
no.
I can't be
you
somebody
came out
else.
There to
now
impress,
you don't like
get,
me.
Bruh. No, No, you came out there because you came out in a whole total different bag. Now, believe me, bro, when you go out there, whether it's at a club, the grocery store, church, or wherever, and you meet someone, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be who you are. You're going to be your best. Come on. Okay? Especially when you're going out.
But if I keep being that way and you change, now you don't like me. Why is that?
What do you mean? And you change. Maybe it was you that changed. Okay?
And maybe
and wasn't it that wasn't. Person.
And maybe
and
it
wasn't that person that you were all cracked up to be in the first place. Okay?
But
you let
maybe
your real
you
natural self out.
But maybe you were that person and you still the same way that you were all the time. You ain't never changed. You the same person you were all the time. But the other person
okay, so,
changed. What about that?
So what's your point? I don't understand what you're saying.
My point is, if you're the same person that you always were, and your partner changed, but they putting the pressure on you because you will not accept their change because they've changed.
Okay, well, maybe it's time to move on then, because you know what? People grow out of relationships. Okay, they grow apart.
Well, not only that, we grow as individuals because, that's one of the things I try to talk to about all the time. It's I can't be the same way I was 10 years ago. And if I change...
Exactly. You mature. You mature and you grow.
I've matured.
You know,
hopefully I've matured and hopefully I've grown. And sometimes if I've grown and you haven't grown, that might become the issue.
That would be the issue, especially if you're in a committed relationship. You don't want to bail out on your partner, but you've matured. You've grown. You're on a whole nother page. They still stuck on
Well, you
on
might
some
not want
stuff.
To, but you might not have a choice. I mean, you know, because it might get to a point where I just can't take this no more. I can't take her. I can't take him, you know, and a change is going to come. But people do grow apart. There's people that grow apart and there's people that grow together, you know? And it's hard to say who's going to do what.
So that's still back to what I was saying earlier, that if you have certain standards and certain goals for yourself that you adopted because you have matured, because you haven't grown, and because you don't want to go beneath that because it does diminish you to a certain extent, is that wrong?
And I want to throw, I don't
it's
know if
not
it's wrong
it,
because.
I don't think it's wrong. I think that's just a person being who they are, you know, and the change that they have in life.
Now, suppose we were drinking partners when we got together. That was just me and your thing. We sat up and got toasted every night. Now, suddenly you've gotten to a point where you've grown beyond the drinking or whatever it is. You know, we were Bonnie and Clyde. We used to go club hopping together. We used to do different things together. Now suddenly that I've grown and I'm not with that anymore, is that fear to you for me now suddenly to want you to be better? You know what I mean? And you looking at me talking about this is what we used to do. This is how we got down. These are the things.
Okay,
we
but we're not getting down like that no more. You know, we've grown out of that.
No, it's not we. You ain't getting down
I've
like
grown
that
out of that. Okay. Either accept it or reject it. Accept it or reject it. Because people grow in different directions. Okay? Some grow up, some grow out. Okay? And if it's not working for you, you know, I mean, like, why be in that relationship if it's not working? Because you're only going to hurt each other, okay?
I'm not an advocate
of breaking up relationships, but if it's not working, you know, why stay in a relationship? It's not good for your psyche. It's not good for your emotion. And if there's children involved, it's definitely not good for them.
But suppose I'm saying that you fronting. Suppose I'm saying you fronting because this is how we were when we got together.
Well, that's you thinking that I'm fronting. People grow in different ways. The older you get, the more knowledge you consume, okay? And you have different views after a while, okay?
And you're entitled to
your opinion. People do. And if you don't, oh, well.
And you're entitled to your opinion. If you feel that way, you're
opinions are like assholes, and everybody got one.
But that still don't mean you can dictate
that moment right there, lady.
That still don't mean you can dictate my life because I don't want to live the way you think I should.
Nobody is dictating. Nobody is dictating. You got your life. Your significant other got their life. And if it's not working for neither one of y'all, I mean, like, it's only going to be problems, you know, because you're not gelling. You're not gelling. And,
I don't know,
and the
man.
Older you
I,
get,
like I
the
said.
More knowledge you consume, and that's going to make you grow up. That's going to make you grow into the person that you are. And your significant other might be stuck back in the 70s or whatever, or the 80s, and it's just not working for you, okay? Because people, they grow in different ways. And it's like I said before, you either grow together or you grow apart.
Well, I think communication.
Even with communication, sometimes it don't that still don't work. But look, don't move, man. Now we're gonna take a quick little musical break here, brought to you by the good folks over at World Movement Records, man.
You gotta be my wife, baby. www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Get your copy, support your board. Autograph copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, Pretty Tony, coming through. You know what I mean? Kind of play a place in the building. 2:30 every Sunday. We come to you and represent about life, love, relationship, kids, just about everything, man. You know what I mean? We talk about life. Hey, I want to take a quick moment, man, and shout out to the folks, you know what I mean, grabbing their copies of the book over there on Amazon and stuff. You know what I mean? It's always greatly appreciated. You know what I mean? It's a work in progress. We're trying to push this ball uphill. And also, as we always say, you know, a lot of people like their books personally autographed. You can always come to www.worldmovement.com, pick up a copy of the book. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to reissue the first two books, you know what I mean? Play your ology and play a special game of, you know, support your boy in his writing venture. You know what I mean? My man over here at World Movement likes to say, you know, we get it done or something to that effect. I'm not sure.
We get it in.
We get it done. We get it. But, man. We're in the last, like, 9 minutes of the show, and it's been a great show, Dan, because we're talking about some real stuff, man.
We
as the years have gone by, you know, we try to talk about real issues over here that affect real people, and because, you know, reality TV ain't real TV. This is reality right here, what we're talking about. You feel me? So, first, KDD Esquire, go on and talk to the good people.
Well, it still boils down back to the same thing. Each and every one of us should look at our star player in the mirror and not criticize and just try to be the best person that we can be. And in doing that, a lot of these other issues would probably work themselves out. You know what I'm saying? They would definitely work themselves out because that's enough work within itself, you know. Fix you. And let the other person fix them. And like my esteemed colleague Joy LaShawn would say, and if I'm fixing me and you still don't want to fix you, maybe it's my time for me to look someplace else, because maybe there might not be nothing I could do. Maybe you just don't want to.
Exactly.
And if that's your choice, I got to be man enough to accept that too. I can't make you do nothing. All I can do is reach my hand out and say, come on, baby, let's roll. And if you don't want to do that, it might not be nothing I could do but accept the fact that you have your life.
You ain't trying to
roll with
it.
What you want to do with it. You know, I might be trying to turn right, you might be trying to turn left. You know, you might have your own goals in life you're trying to reach. Who am I to take that away from you? And who are you to take my goals away from me? Don't mean I can't.
The chat room says that. Health, prosperity, and laughter is what we all need. Ain't that right, sweet?
Nice. And a lot of it.
But look, I'm going to say this, man, because I'm, you know, I try to be as open to things as I can. You know, relationships are not easy, and sometimes, you know, we were never taught about the dynamics of relationships. You know what I mean? Our mamas and daddies, let's just be real, didn't have time to teach us that. But, you know, the dynamics of a relationship, they didn't know. You know what I mean? And trust me, and when I tell y'all this, I'm not just talking. I'm going through a personal journey right now pertaining to the dynamics of the people that produced me. And relationships are constantly evolving. They're constantly changing. At the core of it is love. And at the core of it is sex, or at the core of it is the kids, or whatever the core of it is. The core might remain the same, but as the relationship itself evolves and changes, you have to evolve and change. And sometimes you grow, and you're not growing. I'm growing.
You fancy,
I don't know why it always does that.
Yeah,
it always says that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we got a listener. I think I heard a listener in the background say something. You know what I mean? Who is this? But anyway, yeah, relationships are complicated, and sometimes as we're going, I might change, and you're not changing. And then we get caught up in this who's fronting or who this or who that. The truth is we're growing, and we've got to grow. Because either we grow together, we're going to grow apart.
Okay, get your black ass out of my house.
I got to mute
that
person.
Okay, just grow your black ass out of my house, okay?
Hold on. I got to mute that person. Because I tried to bring him in a minute ago. I was like,
Take them big ashy feet on up out of here.
Okay, just grow your ass out of my house. Okay.
Take them big ashy feet up out of here.
That's how we roll in Caterpillar Play. Because I was trying to bring the caller in. I guess they had something to say, but okay. What's that next? Get your black ass out.
Okay.
Take your ashy feet with you.
Okay, and your ashy ass, too, and your stink ass, all of that.
Because I don't want
to
smell it.
Gotta
I got
love
to
each
be
other
front.
More, man. You know what I mean? We got to love each other more. But, yeah, going back to what I was saying, somebody always gets accused of fronting or this and that if we're changing. And as K. Diddy just said, if I extend my hand to you and like, come on, baby, I'm trying to do bigger and better things, and I'm trying to be a bigger and better man or woman. Because it's not always a man. Sometimes it's a woman who's evolving and maturing and changing, and she don't want to leave you behind. She wants you to come, but your ass
come with
her. You know, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. It's who we world. It's where we from. You know what I mean?
This is how we roll.
That's the hood. It's how we roll. But you fronting now. You done got all corporate. She had to. She has to get corporate in order for y'all to survive, but you're too busy holding on to your old ways. Or he had to grow. Somebody in the relationship has to grow because we done had kids now, so we can't be Bonnie and Clyde no more.
You hate
we
no
can't
me.
Be Bonnie
you
and
hate
Clyde
no,
no
me.
More.
You hate no me.
You know what I mean?
No, it's not hating on you. It's just a maturity. You're just a mature, and it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, we mature every day. We learn something new every day, regardless of how old we are. So age is really, it's just a number. Okay, you mature. And you learn stuff. And you keep that. And you want to make it better for yourself.
And I've, you know what I mean? I've met 45-year-olds who, when I was 18-year-old, I was more mature than them.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't realize that. You know what I mean? Like my man K. Diddy always says, sometimes people just don't know. They don't know that the way of thinking that they're thinking just ain't right. Not saying that the way I'm thinking is right, but what you're thinking is damn sure not right.
All they know is what they know.
So here we are.
who's fronting becomes real is the question. The truth of the matter is who's really fronting.
Am I fronting because I'm gonna be true to who I am? Are you fronting because you won't accept the truth that you're not accepting the truth?
No, the bottom line is, okay, you're not fronting because you who you are, but you fooled that person in the beginning to thinking that you were somebody else. And then a true you came out later on. And then if that other person didn't accept it, okay. Okay, you got to do what you got to do. Okay.
But look, we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. It's the first show of 2011. Nothing but love. Lady Joy, tell the good folks where they can find you.
Y'all can catch me on Facebook. Okay, Joy LaShawn, J-O-Y, capital L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N. Hit me up and let me know who you are, because I ain't scared of none of y'all. And I love you. I love you.
And of course, you know where to find me and K. Diddy. It's a world movement thing, man. www.worldmovement.com. Support the music, support the books. Support the reality TV show We Wait Now. We just got a whole lot of things we're doing over here, but this is one of my favorite songs. Now, K. Diddy, go on and say something prolific for the people before we get up out of here.
No, I just want to thank them again for allowing us to come in their homes, you know, with our books, with our music, you know, with our shows, you know, and allow us to use
our
this platform, you know, to get in all their homes on their cell phones. And I want to thank you again for being part of us and rolling with us another year. Much love to you all.
And let me pick y'all out like this, man. Live and love life. And here go one of my favorites.
I'm just doing my thing. Hey.